Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Marcia, Dr. Cupertino, on the Hour for Power, the Dr. Cupertino Show. You can't do nothing without power. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. You might want to, you might want to pretend, but you can't fake power. And power from on high comes only from God and His Holy Spirit. Let's pause right now for a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, yes, I said that, Heavenly Father. A lot of people are teaching that you are within. You are the Spirit within. But the Bible says that you reside in heaven. Hallelujah. How can you do that? You're omnipresent, omnipotent. Hallelujah. We just come thanking you for another day. Another day to show the world that you live. Another day to show the world that there's none like thee in over all of the universe. Another day to become and be a living example for a world that's on a collision course with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Another day to show the world that the road of rebellion leads to death and will never please you and will never please your son who came down through 42 generations to give his life. Hallelujah, he gave it. No one took his life. He gave his life to redeem fallen mankind. And here we are, spitting in the face of that redemption power. But, oh, you've raised up a nation. You've raised up those that are fearless and those that are going forward, walking in love. People recognize when you're walking in love because they'll say, oh, I love you. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a world that says, I love you, God. But because we know they won't, hey, we put on the whole suit of armor and we're ready to march. We're not playing. We're not standing still. We're not trying to hope that nobody's going to change or be corrected. You said that. As a messenger, we're just repeating it, because if they don't, the Bible says there's a flaming retribution, a flaming judgment on the way. Thank you, God, for choosing us to be your messengers on earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, God. Ain't going to try to get along without you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. My goodness, is it really worth it? After hearing that prayer, is it really worth it? I'm broke, ain't got nothing. I'm broke and broke down, begging, crying, envying others, trying to be like others. Is it really worth it? Well, what's going on? Well, we know people are discouraged and disillusioned like never before. They feel robbed without a gun, and they're just sick without the relief that they feel they should have on the table from all the problems that's facing their families, their friends, and their world. You know, all around the nation, the suicide rate is up. And a lack of love for one another is at an all-time high. But even though that's the case, we know we can count on God. We don't care what the world says. Where were they when earth was formed? Where were they when he told the stars to come on out and shine your light? Where were they when all the waters surrounded our planet? Where were they when you set it up, hallelujah, like a garden? And had the first man name the animals. Where were they? Where were they when you hung the moon, the sun? Where were they? And they're talking now. But you know, the Hour of Power show is a show that gives credit to God. And in a world that seems like there's no end to the mischief and the problems, we know we can count on God. We can trust God. And we really can fight for God until the death, if necessary. Because right now, we're calling and walking and talking to all those walking their way, calling them, telling them, the hour is now. Come on, sleeper. Get on up from that couch. Get up from your bed. Get up from under the woman. Come up out the bedroom. Come on. Come on. Come on out swinging for God and for the word of God. Talking about the preacher, too, whatever you got to do. Get up and get on out the door and start swinging for God. So we're going to talk about things that are really on the heart, matters that are really on the heart of mankind. And we're going to offer some solutions. The Bible is the only solution, but we're going to call back to the Word to give us some direction and for the Word to shine the light on us. Because right now, I think many of us have lost our way. But like my daddy used to say, get in where you fit in. If we get in where we fit in, Oh, yeah, it's going to be worth it because you're going to be able to show the heathen that he lives. You're going to be able to show the world that God is not dead. You're going to be able to show the world that all have not bowed the veil. Oh, yeah, the whole world, the Bible says. Lying James, the book of James says, lying in the pot with the wicked one. And we know how that's being accomplished through all these drugs. Yeah, take a drug, don't know who you are in 10 minutes. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm in pain. I got to have something. But we're going to show today that, yes, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, this life is really worth living. It is really worth it to stand for God when others have turned their back, knowing they got 60, 70, 80 years and can't take nothing with them. Don't even know what they're going to wear in their coffin. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Don't know who's going to dress them on that last day. Don't know how they're going to get to the cemetery. You can't map quest that. Hey, hallelujah, you can't map quest that. So we're going to talk about some ways that will show not only the world, but even our own family members, that a life worth living is a life that glorifies God. Now, some will say, you know, I didn't ask to come here. All I have is problems. Work all day, work all night, still broke. Running back and forth to church, still ain't happy. Still don't have the answers. Going around with my girlfriends, can't really sit with them. Hallelujah. Going around on these date internet sites, that ain't working. What in the world is going on? But one thing, if we go all the way back according to Scripture, says that man was created to glorify God. Now, I'm going to say that again because I know some have heard that, but we're going to break it down. The Bible says from Genesis to Revelation that man, woman, children, hey, even the ape, insect, anything that got breath is supposed to, hey, praise the Lord. But man was created to praise God and to glorify him. So those that have gotten away from that by way of their lifestyle, by way of their conduct, by way of their behavior, they're not going to be successful. A half a billion dollars in Bank of America does not mean you're successful. It just means that somehow, some way, and at the right time and at the right moment, you just happen to use your ingenuity, maybe some talent. You know, everybody got that, so ain't nobody got the up on nobody. Some just haven't found theirs. Some trying to follow the lifestyle and life and behavior of others. So they're not looking for theirs. Oh, this is who I'm going to emulate. I'm going to imitate her. I'm going to try to be like her. I'm going to try to be like him. But in our day and in our lifetime, if we're not following that edict, that ancient edict, to live, to praise and celebrate and honor and to worship God, my goodness, your life is not going to be worth living because you're trying to live a life that you were never destined or born to live. Bible says we were created to glorify God. So if in our life we're not doing that, yeah, we're going to feel worthless. We're going to feel like, hey, our life is not worth living. And then some are going to say, well, you know what, I've been reading all those self-help books, Dale Carnegie and Norman Vincent Peale, and Og Mandino, and I'm trying with all I have within me to do exactly what those books say. But if the books, the self-help books, the words of mama, daddy, is not helping you to stand upright and live your life as intended to glorify God, well, before you glorify him, you got to learn something about him. You got to know something about him. You know, just what that Bible or the word will transform in your life is all that you know. If you know two scriptures, you got to limp around and operate in this life on two scriptures. The Bible says that all those that wrote the Bible penned words that said all scriptures inspired and beneficial for right living. So that means if God, now I didn't say, I'm not talking about Satan right now. I'm going to give him a swing in a minute. But if those of us who were not born centuries ago, those of us who were not born 1,000 years ago, if we did not know what we were to become until, of course, we were born, well, guess what? Then that's nobody's fault, because the scriptures already said we were created, we were born, we were created to worship and glorify him. So a life outside of those boundaries is not going to work. We don't care what others are saying. People are running around now talking about the Supreme Court decision. Let me tell you something. You don't care what decision was handed down. You know why? Because you belong to God. When you finally get up off of that toilet, get up out your bed, get up out your house and shout hallelujah and realize that you were created in his image, hey, hey, what's in store for you? You don't care what they say, because created in God's image, it means God had a plan. He had something for you to do that can no one else do. No one else. I don't care what daddy said. You ain't no good. You ain't going to become nothing. You don't care what he said. You know what you care about? You care about what God has said. What has God said? Well, I don't know where to look. You know, it's a big book. You know, and I heard my preacher say this, and I heard my preacher say that. Until you get in it, you're not really going to want to know what he said. And until you get in and find out what he said, you're going to feel worthless. You can scale Kilimanjaro. You can earn $50 million a movie, film, picture. You can walk among the island of Capri. But until you get in on God's program for your life, no, living this life is not going to be worth it. And people are going to see that. You know, a dog knows when he's not loved. A dog knows when his master don't love him. A dog can sense when someone doesn't like him. So when we affixate our life on the path of what God would have us to do, then we're going to feel worthless. Our confidence is going to be there. And then we're going to fall down with rage and say, Lord, here I am, send me. What would you have me to do? Look at the world. God needs some heroes. He's hero number one. But until we get in where we fit in, nothing is going to work. Feeling worthless. Now, let me tell you what the feeling of worthless will do. It will end your confidence. It will cause you to bow down to those that are not living in accord to God's will and his purpose. It's going to cause our families to go astray. You know, people are killing themselves, murder, suicide, and their entire families, because they're feeling that this life really isn't worth it. It's not worth me praying. I'm praying, ain't nothing happening. It's not worth me trying to do right, live right, walk upright. It's just not worth it. But until we, number one, figure out why we're here in the first place, we're not going to be effective life livers. And God has already laid the blueprint for our lives. He said, praise me, worship me. Psalms 150 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So if you're not walking around praising him, you're praising Satan. You're living your life for Satan. It's either or. There's no middle ground. If you're not walking around praising God, you're living for Satan. Now, let me tell you the traits of someone that lives for Satan. Number one, denies God by his behavior, his actions. Number two, lies on God by his actions and his behavior. Number three, betrays God, and he leads others astray. Number four, and this is the worst of all, he condemns the redemption of the cross. Everybody, even those that don't speak English, know that the one called Jesus Christ came down. He came for a purpose. He found out, because Adam and Eve, our first mother and father, messed up. And then had us, and they passed all of that sinful trait. You don't hear people talking about sin. Well, let me tell you, the Bible says the soul that is sinning, it itself shall die. But we know that our first parents, they missed the mark. Jesus had to redeem that. So where do we stand? We were bought with a price. So whatever life we live, if it's lived outside of the Garden Eden, if it's lived outside of the redemption power of Christ, no, we're going to feel helpless and hapless. We're going to feel like life is not worth it. And those that feel that way, they're on drugs, they're on dope, they're changing their gender nature. Look at the world. People laughing and scoffing, but they won't be laughing for long, because God is not going to forever sit high and look low and let man get away with anything. He said the wages of sin is death. So that means we've got to pay a price for our actions and for our activities. No wonder we're feeling life isn't worth it. We're running around following dead men walking. Anybody outside of the spear of God, the love of God, the protection of God, they're dead men walking. And from where I come from, dead men cannot talk. Hallelujah. So we're following men or we're following women. We're following anything that shows the world that they're against God. We're in trouble. No, this life isn't going to be worth it. And I tell you what, and this is no secret, those that are going around in rebellion against God, by what they're doing, they're not going to get away with it. No wonder we got cancer just ravaging planet Earth. No wonder we got disease of unknown origin taking everybody out. No wonder politicians can't seem to get a handle on what's going on. No wonder everywhere you look, there's multiple deaths, multiple crimes. No wonder everywhere you look, nobody seems to have any answers. Nobody seems to have any answers. What is it going to be next? What are we going to do to spit in God's face next? No wonder some of us are feeling, no, it's not worth it. Well, if you're trying to get you a pocket full of money to send more, no, it's not going to be worth it. If you're trying to show God, man of flesh, that you're bigger than God, oh, yeah, you're going to feel that life isn't worth living. If you're trying to show God because you're wearing a $10,000 designer jacket that you're just like him, fool, you better wake up. You better wake up, because whatever you're doing, I got news for you. And especially when it comes to sex, one day it ain't going to get up. And one day you ain't going to be able to get up out your chair if you live long enough. And look at your face. Look at a picture of yourself 25 years ago and look at your face today. Look at your hair. Look at that. You so big and bold. You so bad. Look at you. Teeth in your mouth ain't even your own. Hands all gnarled up. Your voice don't even sound the same. Who are you to lead others against God? Who are you? Yeah, you walking around now with silicone breasts. Who are you? Who are you? No wonder those following you, committing suicide, feeling that this life really isn't worth it. There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. And all those that serve in Satan today, they're really paying a price. See, we can't look into that door and see the thefts and to see all the drugs they're shooting up just to walk out there and say, oh, yeah, I know you want me. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know you need me. What does it take to say that? Let me tell you something. A life worth living is a life that has been given to God, a life that stands in the face of their Creator to live for their Creator. You know, there's a group going around saying, for God I live and for God I die. It's coming to that. It's coming to that. You know, if God has told you to preach the word, if he's told you to walk out upright before man, if he's told you to let sugar daddy alone, he ain't going to want you no way in 10 years. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? If he's told you to treat your family right, if he's told you to show up at some place of worship, you don't care how many demons in there. Somebody told me ain't nothing but devils in the church now. Get on in there and show them up. Show up. Show out for God. Because when you start praising them, they're going to run out. When you start praising them, they're going to lose their power. When you start praising God in the midst of them, they're going to lose some of their strength. And you just might get one over on the side of God. But them, you don't care what they do. You care about what God has told you to do. Many people are looking around. Oh, you know, I don't know. You know, my mother's doing this. You know, my two daughters is doing that. You don't care what they do. You don't care what they do. You've been given an edict to praise God and to worship God and to live for God. Bam, bam, bam. So if you're doing anything else, know your life's not going to be worth it. And Satan's going to pull your skirt up in front of your enemies. Hallelujah, in that day. Yes, you felt that life isn't worth living, but it is when you get in where you fit in. Okay, let me say it again. We were born, we were created, we were at the inception of God, conceived to praise Him, number one, worship Him, and three, to live your life for Him. Now, if you don't know nothing about Him, hey, go online. There's many free Bible courses. You don't have to tell your enemy sitting next to you in your work cubicle what you're doing. Just live it. They'll find out. And by your conduct, you just might win them over. But a life worth living is a life that's been given to God. That is one that is set up to praise God in the midst of all, and most of all, worship God. You know, people don't realize when you hold up your hands and you're exposing your armpits, something is happening there. All that blood rushing to your heart chamber. No wonder even the atheists, when they step in a church and they say, hallelujah, and they raise their hands up, they're feeling a charge. So the psalmist says, oh, ye, clap your hands. They might not have 1 degree, but when they get in the place of worship, they start clapping their hands. There's something in the palms of those hands that is moved to regenerate and rejuvenate the body. When you clap your hands, I'm going to clap mine now. When you clap your hands, something happens. We were created, our bodies, the way our bodies are even structured. When you go down on your knees, people don't realize it. There's something that happens by where your kneecap when you get on your knees. Most people don't. Most people don't do that. But when you get on your knees, hold your hands up, my God, living example of prayer. Living example of those that are living for God through prayer, through acts of devotion and worship. Yeah, life is worth living when you live it in accord to what you were conceived to do. Praise God, worship God, and then live your life in front of the heathen form. But some is saying, you know what, I don't know about that because I don't know about what God you're talking about. Satan is a god. I know you're not talking about him. I don't know if you're talking about Allah. I don't know who you're talking about. Steer me right. Well, the Bible said in Psalms 80-18 that people may know that thou whose name art Jehovah art the Most High God over all the earth. So that's who we're talking about here today. Praising Jehovah, walking, talking, eating, living, doing all things for Jehovah, and then worshiping the God called Jehovah. Well, some are saying, well, what am I going to get? You already got it. You're standing on 2 feet getting ready in a few minutes and say, oh, I'm hungry, I need something to eat. You're alive. You're alive. You got one more day, maybe more, up above ground. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get another chance to use whatever talents you have to make this world a better place. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get an opportunity to show the world that everybody ain't going crazy, that everybody ain't on the side of Satan. Everybody ain't bowing down to Baal. Hey, hallelujah, for a few million dollars. You can only wear one pair of shoes at one time. You only got one behind to show and shake. You only got one pair of eyes to look. Hallelujah, look out of. You only got one set of ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. What else you got? You ain't fooling me. You're not fooling your sister and your brother. You ain't no better off than them. You just got a break. And if you got a break and you defaming God by your actions, if you're leading a world of girls and young men astray because you think you're bigger than God, I tell you what, you won't pay cancer off. Let me tell you something. Whoever you are up there, you won't pay cancer off. You won't pay sugar diabetes off. You won't pay heart disease off. You won't pay balding hair, receding hairline off. Yeah, we know all you guys wearing them wigs and toupees and them weed parts. When your hands start to gnarl up, your money won't be able to help you with that because the ones you're paying, calling doctor to help you, theirs is gnarling up. They don't have no hair on their head. They walking and limping to their Maseratis in the parking lot. Hey, come on. You are the cause. You are responsible, old man, for leading others astray by your conduct. And what are you going to get for wearing a pair of a woman's breast. What are you going to get? What are you going to get for having your penis cut off? What are you going to get? What are you going to get? What are you going to do walking around in a dress? What are you going to get for that? Who are you supposed to impress? What's going to happen when you drop dead and they take your teeth out your mouth? What are you going to do when they cut you in a Y laying up in the morgue? What is your life have going to been lived for? What are you going to say to your maker in that day? What are you going to get? Come on now, be honest. You ain't got no more than anybody else. Everybody, man, woman, two hands, 10 fingers, 10 toes, two legs, two kneecaps, one stomach. I hope you got one. Two breasts, whether they big or hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't fight God. You've tried. Your whole world under assault. Your money ain't done nothing for that. You found a cure for cancer? Can you stop sugar diabetes? Look at your generation of your grandchildren. Look at them that hate you. What are you doing? What are you doing? Everybody know you got a wig on your head. Everybody knows that. Who cares what name you change your name to? Everybody knows that. What are you doing? Why are you trying to get us to say yes to what we should say no to and no to what we should say yes? What are you doing? Don't nobody care about that big house there on the hill? While others are starving to death? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, they can't come in this restaurant. They can't afford it. Let me tell you something. Jesus came. He said that all who believe should have power and live in abundance. So all we're doing, we as Christians, we're waiting for our brothers and sisters to realize that they too can have it all. Just rise up. Hold your hands up. Hallelujah, God. Use me. Because God ain't going to be embarrassed. He's not going to be made a fool out of. And the more you try to lead others into the bowels of hell, the more your judgment there is waiting. And this is why we come on to give people words of encouragement and advice to the hour for Power with Dr. Cappuccino. If you have any show suggestions, please send that to mothernature7@gmail.com. And just know every email is answered. And if you call 424-634-9615, just leave a message. So I'm going to get back to you with an answer that's credible, and that's from the voice and mind of God and not Satan. We're going to talk about him on the next show. I got a little carried away. But walk in your power, knowing that you were created in his image, not the image of Satan. So if you step out of your role and your the ideology of your image, yeah, you're going to say it's not worth living, but it is. Under the power of God. See you next week on the Hour for Power Show with Dr.